Chapter 12, The Lesson Learned.
"Hey, sleepyhead," said Mrs. Green, shaking Henry's shoulder ever so gently. "Are you going to sleep forever?"
Henry stretched and yawned, smiling up at his mother. It was good to be back in his own bed. Good to be where he belonged. It was Sunday in the Green household. In fact, it was Sunday all over the world. And in the dining room, all the Greens were having a late and lazy breakfast.
"If you can shake a leg just a little," Mrs. Green went on, "I think we might manage to have some pancakes ready for you, dear, just the way you like them."
Henry hopped out of bed. He felt wonderful this morning, the way he always used to feel. He brushed his teeth carefully and paused on his way to the breakfast table, only to make a few ugly faces at himself in the mirror. With all those big brown spots gone, forever he hoped, he didn't look half bad, except when he crossed his eyes. There was a big greeting for Henry when he sat down at the table. Elizabeth, who was wearing her special blue dressing gown, even kissed him. And Mark stopped eating long enough to stick out his hand and ruffle Henry's hair.
"There is lots of news for you today, Henry," Daddy Green said as Henry was drinking his orange juice. "The company that makes all those candy bars sent me a letter. They want to give you some kind of award for helping to foil that hijacking."
"Really, Dad?" said Elizabeth. "That's super."
"Yes, indeed," Henry's father went on. "It surely is. And Mac called just a few minutes ago. Wanted to know if we could go over to his house tomorrow and have dinner with his family."
"Could we, Dad?" asked Henry. "Gee, that's swell."
"Right, son, we certainly can. And Nurse Molly Farthing is dropping by this afternoon just to say hello. And there's even more news."
"My goodness," said Mrs. Green on her way to the table with Henry's pancakes. "Everything seems to happen at once to our Henry. Dr. Fargo wants to see you after school on Monday."
"Do I have to?" said Henry.
"Yes, you have to," Daddy Green said.
"Okay,"
said Henry, although he didn't like it.
"He's a good doctor, dear," Henry's mother said. "And if you like, I'll go with you." "Now, here's your pancakes," she said, as she placed a steaming stack before Henry. "And for a special treat, just this once, I have your favorite chocolate syrup."
Henry's face lit up. His hand shot out and took hold of the syrup pitcher. But just as he was about to pour the sweet brown mixture over his pancakes, he changed his mind.
"You know what, Mom?" he said. "Just this once, I think I'll skip it. Plain old maple syrup will do."